Welcome to Hope is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and continuing a great week with Wally Rendell. To a lot of you here in Central Kentucky, that name is very, very familiar. Founding pastor of Southern Acres Christian Church, was pastor there for many years, and then was going to retire. And then he helped out his alma mater, Cincinnati Christian University. Then he came and helped Northeast Christian Church after that for about a year where I was executive pastor, when we were in a major transition and desperately needed some leadership. And he was a huge answer to prayer there. And then he became pastor of Jessamine Christian Church in Nicholasville, Kentucky for 6 years, and just completed a wonderful ministry there, and just retired back in late 2018. But we have been talking about, if you have a pulse, you have a purpose. It's been powerful stuff. A lot of people think they don't have hope because they don't think they have a purpose. And that could be somebody 17 or somebody 87. We have listeners from all types of age ranges. But I want to encourage you, if you've missed these first two programs that we've had this week, to go back to our website to listen to those at your convenience. They're only 14 minutes long. Our website simply is hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. Wally, we concluded yesterday's program talking about Howard Bremer and dealing with the thorn in the flesh that Paul talked about in the Bible that he asked God to remove several times, and yet it didn't happen. And Howard had Parkinson's disease, and so that's his thorn in the flesh, yet he is still trying to help others and do ministry at a retirement home up in Mason, Ohio, which a lot of you think, I know that. That's where Kings Island is, Mason, Ohio, so you may be familiar with that. But, you know, everybody's dealing with something, and you're sharing with me in between programs today about a gentleman named Sam Smith.
Yeah, well, Sam Smith, you talk about hope. Excuse me. He didn't have any hope. He moved into Sayre Christian Village. He was from up east in Pennsylvania, so family members. He moved into Sayre Christian Village. He was a man who painted barns. You know how they used to, mail pouch tobacco.
Yes, sir.
And Coca-Cola. You know, you'd go through the countryside, and those were the billboards, the barns. And that's what he did. He was a commercial painter, very, very gifted. But, you know, when he came, his wife was gone. He didn't have any family. When he came, he curled up in a bed at Sayre Christian Village, which is in Lexington, Kentucky. What a marvelous ministry. He curled up in bed to die in a fetal position. He was so depressed. He didn't have any hope. He didn't want to be there. And if he would get out of bed when they could get him up, he would go just crippling along on the walker. And, oh, it was a bad situation. He didn't want to live. And, you know, Greg, sometimes people at that place, they don't want to live anymore. Boy, it's a sad thing in our culture today. People don't have hope, and suicide, that's a situation. And, you know, he was there. That's where he was. But somebody, somehow, he was in his 80s, invited him to come to our church, which is about a mile from Sayre Christian Village. They brought him over there. He sat in the back. And I met him, invited him back, and lo and behold, he kept coming back. He kept coming back. He kept coming back. His demeanor changed. He got out of that fetal position that he was in. The walker gave way to the cane. He come back to my church, and I remember seeing him the day that we gave the invitation, just as I am. And Sam Smith walked down the aisle, and I baptized him into Jesus Christ for the remission of his sins and the gift of the Holy Spirit. He went back to Sayre Christian Village a changed man. He started dressing up, putting on a tie during the day. Rather than people coming to minister to Sam Smith, he started ministering to them, wheeling them, you know. No longer did he need the cane or a walker. His energy came back because he found hope. And, you know, when it was mealtime, who was it that would wheel some of the residents in their wheelchairs down to the cafeteria area? Or on Sundays, when I would go over there to have a service at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, who was it that was all dressed up with suit and tie on, wheeling all of the residents into the area where we were going to be meeting, Sam Smith, because he found Christ and he found a purpose for his life. And, you know, there would be people there, Greg, on Sunday afternoon that couldn't take communion because of arthritic hands and conditions. And so Sam would take the loaf and press it on their tongue. Sam would have a straw, and he would put the straw in the little cup of grape juice in the, and into their mouth, and they could receive their communion that way. Who was it? It was Sam Smith. Who, you know, finally, you know, life is too short, the world is too big, God is too good to live ordinary. And he became, I called him my assistant minister at Sayre Christian Village, and he renamed Sayre Christian Village the Halfway to Heaven House. And he had a real good touch with flowers and things. So Sayre Christian Village was new at that time, and there was a garden area. So Sam Smith went out and planted the flowers and the pansies and all of the things in that garden area. And the Herald leader came to interview him, talk to him about his life and his time when he was in the service, etc. But they asked him about these flowers, how he got them to, you know, do so well. He said, well, I treat the flowers like I treat the ladies around here. I just tell them how pretty they are, and they just bloom like crazy.
That's awesome.
He had a great sense of humor. And, you know, I celebrated his 100th birthday, and I had the privilege of having his memorial service. And but he was a man who came without a purpose, but he found Christ. He found God's purpose for his life. And he came to a place where he said, I'm not dead, so I'm not done. I'm going to let the Lord use me. So, whoa, what a great time we had.
That is just a great story. And I know we have a lot of people that are widowers that have lost their spouse and are wondering, do I have a purpose? And I hope you were as encouraged as I was by Sam Smith's story, who showed up at Sayre Christian Village and just ready to die in a feeble position and wind up living to 100.
Yeah, lived 100 years of age. And I think of the song, maybe Steve Green sang it, May those who come behind us find us faithful. May the fire of our devotion light their way. And may the footprints that we leave, like Caleb or Amari, a Barbara, a Howard, a Sam Smith, may the footprints that we leave lead them to believe. The lives we live inspire them to obey. Because if you got a pulse, you got a purpose. Francis Chan said, don't get overwhelmed by how much time you've already wasted, and don't dwell too long on past mistakes. Just take the next step. You have a pulse, thus you have a purpose. Just take the next step and keep the end in view. And that's so important, Greg, the end and the blessings and the reward that the Lord's going to give us. I think of you, the scripture, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3 and following. It's a scripture that I've used often. And especially at Easter time or when somebody is without hope, Greg, and it says, praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In His great mercy, He has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade, kept for you in heaven, who through faith are kept by God's power until the coming of the great salvation that is ready to be revealed in us. In this you greatly rejoice, yet now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. These have come so that your faith of greater worth than gold may be proved genuine and may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. And though you have not seen Him, you love Him. And though you do not see Him now, you believe in Him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy, for you are receiving the goal of your faith, the salvation of your souls. Amen and glory. Hallelujah.
Wow.
Woo! I know it's a great passage of Scripture, isn't it?
Oh, my goodness. It is. That is so powerful. You're just reading it. You're sharing it from memory. I have my Bible out, but you've got it memorized.
Well, I may have twisted a word or two in there, but I think that, for the most part, and it's just about, keeping the end in view and living with a purpose, living out that purpose until God calls us home and our reward in heaven.
Well, I love it. You know, in verse 6, it talks about, in all this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief and all kinds of trials. And tomorrow we're going to talk about Wally and Barbara Rendell's precious daughter, Jill, that was called home to be with the Lord at the age of 21. Just a beautiful young lady, both on the outside and inside, on the sports team at Cincinnati Christian University. So he knows what it's like to have pain, even though, yes, he's been a pastor. He knows had to bury one of his own precious children. So I want you to keep that in mind. And, man, I know you've been blessed like I have by what Wally shared the other day and talked about joy also in that. And I know I've heard you share before, that great acronym for joy. If you want to have joy in your life, difference in happiness and joy in there, Wally.
Yeah, that's right. Joy is a God-given blessing. And it's my wife's favorite word. If you come to our house, you'll find joy. People know that, so they give her words of joy. And she's just, and at Christmas time, joy is just all over our house. And, a verse that I read that I've committed to memory to be sort of a life verse this year for me is 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16, 17, and 18. And it says, rejoice always. There's your joy. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. In all things, give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. And people sometimes say, well, what's the will of God for my life? I mean, he just said right there it is. To rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and in all things give thanks. And I'm telling you, there's some things. I've got this thorn in my flesh and this pinched nerve in my leg and back, and it just won't go away. It doesn't say to be thankful for all things, but in all things give thanks. Have that attitude of grace. And Paul said, this is, Greg, God's will for us in Christ Jesus. And so that matter of joy and staying in the Word, staying in worship, being in church, and get in a ministry. I don't care who you are, where you are. Let the Lord use you serving others, because life is too short, the world is too big, God's love and grace and mercy are too good to live ordinary. So get off your blessed assurance and get going.
It's one of my favorites when you say that. We have been blessed so much the past 3 days with Wally Rendell, Wally and Barbara Rendell, just wonderful, wonderful servant leaders. I'm blessed to call them friends. I just hope if you missed our previous two programs, you'll go to our website, hopeishere.today. Wally, I just want to ask you, we got about 45 seconds left. Could you just close us in prayer for people that maybe have lost hope and need to know that they do have a purpose?
Now, Lord, I just thank you for your love and grace and mercy. We live in a hurting world, Lord. We need you. We need your word. We need worship, Lord. And I just pray for those that maybe are really under a burden, under pressure, Lord. I pray they'll look up, Father God, and find the power of the Holy Spirit, Lord, anew in their life. In Jesus' name, I pray.
That's Wally Rendell. This is Hope Is Here. I'm Greg Horn. Hope you'll join us again soon. If you missed any of this, please check out this powerful, powerful message at hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today.
Join Sunrise Children's Services Saturday, February 9th for a power-punched evening with boxing great George Foreman to celebrate Sunrise's 150th anniversary. Called Fighting for Hope, this evening is sure to inspire and encourage as George shares his testimony of failures and successes. For more information about Sunrise Children's Services and Fighting for Hope, go online to sunrise.org. That's sunrise.org, or call 800-456-1386.